Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. We've talked about functional medicine here before, and I'm just so excited because I think this is definitely the way to go if you want optimal wellness. And I think one of the great doctors in this field is Mark Mendelsohn, MD, MS. You have so many, I swear, it'll take me the whole show to say all the little abbreviations after your name. Dr. Mendelsohn, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate you very much.
You know, I had you on my other show, It's Your Health, and we had such a great conversation. I was so impressed with the way you look at health and taking an integrative approach. I mean, you are board certified in holistic medicine, advanced hormone management, and anti-aging medicine. For people who are new to functional medicine, what is this and why is it the way to go?
Well, when we look at functional medicine, we're really looking at the unique individual, and we're not looking at the symptom to decide what pill to give for the ill. We're looking at them in a systems way. What systems are out of balance so that we can get the entire unique individual back to optimal health? And wellness is just not an absence of disease. It's a sense of vitality. And really looking at people uniquely and individually is really what everyone wants to get. But for these chronic illnesses, we're not good at. All the itises, the arthritis, the gastritis, the dermatitis, the esophagitis, there's a different way to look at it than just to give a medication to try to patch up the problem. And it's a really fun way to practice. It's a really exciting way. And it's a very satisfying way to be a client because it creates that unique bond in that relationship. It's really a therapeutic relationship.
I love that you're saying that. And, you know, Lisa mentioned at the beginning that you obviously have a lot of initials after your name. So tell us a little bit about what you specialize in. For those who are listening and say, oh, I'd love to go see Dr. Mendelsohn, what do you specialize in and where can people find you?
One of the things we specialize in is advanced cardiovascular prevention. We just don't have heart attacks in our practice. And the way we look at people, instead of the four-part cholesterol test you typically get, ours has 27 different biomarkers. So we're just looking at a deeper level, but we're also looking to connect the dots between the different systems. I'm someone who is very passionate about continuing education. I'm trained in naturopathics, homeopathics, Chinese medicine, nutritional medicine, and it's the toolbox that when you come to see me, I have all of these different tools that I can pull out and try to help you with your unique problem. What's interesting is people will come for fatigue, but then they'll leave with their sleep issue fixed, their arthritis fixed, their digestive problems fixed, because again, in the functional medicine lens, when you get all of these systems back in balance, these other things just seem to go away as well.
You know, I know you deal a lot with thyroid and adrenal issues. I mean, these are so prevalent for so many people. And Andrea and I've talked about this before. You go to a mainstream physician, you get your blood work done. They say everything's normal, but you still feel like crap. So obviously it's not normal for you. And that's what's so great about functional medicine and personalized medicine. If you can talk about that a little bit too.
Well, when your doctor says normal, what he's looking at is a population-based range. It's a bell-shaped population curve that they're regressing you as a unique individual to the mean of that population. The problem is average in America is obese and diabetic now. So you don't want to be normal. You want to have a physician who will be challenged and challenge you to find where's your sweet spot on those normal ranges. Sometimes it's on one end, sometimes it's on the other end. And it's also looking at a deeper level than just the basic TSH for thyroid. You have to look at the free T4, the free T3, look at the Hashimoto antibodies, but take a little deeper step and to see what's unique about you and then have your physician personalize where on that curve do you do the best. And if you get all of those systems lined up, and working with females, especially professional women whose adrenals are shot or are tired, that have had a subclinical thyroid problem that's never really been appreciated because the ranges have changed, and most doctors are stuck in 15-year-old medicine, that if we look at the thyroid, adrenal, hormonal gut systems in a unique way and see how that symphony is in harmony, really good things happen for women. And I think that's what my specialty is, to be able to see you as a unique person through that functional lens, balancing the symphony to really get harmony. And it works. And women are very satisfied when someone actually listens to them and takes the time to hear their story and personalizes it for them.
And your clinic is the Menno Clinic. Where is it located?
We're in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, where it's trying to snow today. There's usually a moose out in the parking lot. So when you come, you get a free wildlife show. Yeah. My clinic window looks out over the Grand Teton Range and the Jackson Hole Ski Resort. I'm 7 minutes from the lift from my clinical office. We're very unique here. My brother works with me. Awesome. Our boys are 18. They're best friends. We're best friends. We're very fortunate to have a lifestyle here. And so we're bringing people here to do this functional, high-end, personalized precision medicine in the mornings and then having them do excursions in the afternoon. Fly fishing, hiking, mountain climbing, skiing, rafting.
We're
trying to combine the power of the place with the power of functional medicine and really get a shift in people's health.
So for people who are listening and they're like, you know, I want to go, obviously, visit your clinic. Is it somewhere they could go for a couple of days? Is it somewhere they go just to see you for a consultation? Maybe give us a little bit about the background of how it would work for someone who wants to go and get an appointment with you.
Yeah, we've had about 150 people so far this year that have flown in just by word of mouth that their friends liked what they heard. They came in, got an initial consultation, the lab work the next day, then a follow-up. We're able to do labs before they come as well as when they're here. So we have a one-day, three-day, and five-day model, depending on how deep of a dive you want to go into the health. But usually the functional medicine lens is nice because it's the same kind of a systems approach. Regardless of what your unique problem or symptom is, the system approach is able to address all of them. So it's a model that's very, very effective. And again, you can do different things. We have hyperbaric chambers. We have aesthetics. We do IV nutritional therapy. So we're not doing very alternative medicine. We're doing more of these functional nutritional medicine.
Which I think is great. Now, what about for those who are listening saying, you know what, I can't really go to Wyoming, but what I'd love to do is have Dr. Menalicino, you know, tell me what blood work I should get done and then send it to you to have a review, maybe a consultation over the phone. Is that something that your clinic offers as well?
It is. We do that for the high-end advanced cardiovascular panels because it's basically a panel you can get anywhere in the country. Our new passion is reversing dementia. I'm not sure if you ladies heard, but dementia is reversible. There is a protocol in functional medicine that has a high rate of success for reversing mild to moderate dementia. And
I think we should do a whole show
doing.
On that.
Yeah, definitely
come
back.
That's what we're going to see people coming out for is with a family history or with some early signs, being able to stop and reverse it. And the beautiful thing is if you fix the brain, you fix the gut, you fix the heart, you fix the joints, you fix the skin, you fix the hormones. It's all the same thing, but you have to get the entire system to shift.
Yeah, no, we definitely agree. So, you know, we only have about maybe a minute and a half left. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners that you feel that would be an amazing takeaway for them once they're off the air?
I'm on the faculty for the Institute for Functional Medicine, which is the new training grounds for this new type of medicine. And all of the conferences are sold out. All the training programs are sold out. They placed a clinic 2 years ago in the Cleveland Clinic. And it's been so successful, they are at a year and a half backlog waiting list, and they're going to quadruple the space that they've been allotted to at the Cleveland Clinic. So it's been kudos to the Cleveland Clinic for letting them in. And kudos for the team that's working there showing how well the model works. And there's a real collaboration going. So it really brings functional medicine to the forefront and gives it a level of validity and credibility that we've always known should be there. But when you partner with something like the Cleveland Clinic, really good things can happen. And it's not a us against them or functional medicine's better. It's combining all of it and working together and using all of our resources to really help affect this chronic illness model. It's neat because the insurers, the payers, the doctors, the patients, everything's coming together at the same time, where this is the only way that we're going to be able to fix this.
You know, and I agree with you, because I think at the end of the day, we need to work together. It's not a one or the other form of medicine. It's let's work together, take a little bit from here, take a little bit from there, and then put together something that's going to work for that individualized person. So we are absolutely on the same page. So if you'd like to visit Dr. Menalicino's website and learn more, you could visit Meno Clinic. That's M-E-N, like Nancy, O-Clinic.com. I'm Andrew Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. And please visit Dr. Menalicino's website. Functional medicine is important. Stay well.